Canada and the Anishinaabeg Nation have officially signed off on a self-government agreement intended to recognize Anishinaabeg control over governance and law-making powers. Representatives for both parties met virtually Wednesday to celebrate the signing of the Anishinaabeg Nation Governance Agreement, which Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs says will enable signatory First Nations in Ontario to make decisions regarding how their elections will be held, who their citizens are and how their governments will operate, and how to protect and promote Anishinaabe language and culture. The agreement also comes with a substantial funding increase. Congratulations to the First Nations signing the Anishinaabeg Nation Governance Agreement today, and I commend all of the hard work, dedication, and perseverance of those involved to reach this historic moment, said Anishinaabeg Nation Grand Council Chief Reg Niganobi via news release. The governance agreement is another instrument available to us to implement inherent jurisdictions and Anishinaabe laws in fundamental matters that are the pillars of our First Nation governments, citizenship, language and culture, and how we select our leaders and are accountable to their citizens. The new government-to-government fiscal transfer removes these First Nations from those specific confines of the Indian Act and supports these First Nations to determine their respective priorities. Self-government negotiations with the Anishinaabeg Nation initially began in 1995. An agreement in principle was struck in 2007 and subsequently concluded in 2019. The agreement was approved by the citizens of each signatory First Nation through a series of community votes over the past 2 years, despite the agreement failing to be ratified initially in some of the Anishinaabeg Nation's 39 member First Nations. Signatory First Nations will eventually need to pass their own Anishinaabeg laws in order to create their own governance systems in the future. Federal legislation is still required in order to bring the governance agreement into effect. Congratulations to the Anishinaabeg leadership and all those who worked for so long at the negotiating table and through community outreach to bring this historic agreement to life, said Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Mark Miller via news release. This agreement will help revitalize traditional Anishinaabe governance and renew our nation-to-nation relationship with the signatory Anishinaabeg First Nations. We look forward to continuing to work together with Anishinaabeg partners on all our shared priorities, to implement their inherent right to self-determination and support their inspiring visions of a better future for their citizens. In 2018, Canada and the Anishinaabeg Nation reached a self-government agreement on education that is now in effect for 23 Anishinaabeg First Nations in Ontario.